Lord, that once again He has given us this Sunday to worship our King.
每一次聚集，我们深深相信主耶稣就在这里。
We are so convinced that our Lord is right here in the midst of us at every gathering.
所以我们真是何等喜欢，把更多的赞美，把更多的敬拜。
Therefore, how joyful that we want to make it, offer to Him all of our thanksgiving and our worship to Him.
再一点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer, please?
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus.
刚才我们弟兄讲的真好。
Oh, it's so well said what our brothers mentioned.
虽然这世界满了动荡。
Although this world is filled with turmoil.
有许多的灾害。
So many disasters.
有许多的风浪。
And so many storms.
我们真是不知道前途如何。
We simply do not know what lies ahead of us.
但是我们的天父掌握这个世界。
But our Father is in control of the whole world.
你的宝座在管理着一切。
Your throne reigns it all.
所以不管我们人生在地上如何有长有落。
No matter how we might go through the ebbs and flow of this life.
靠在天父的膀臂中，我们的心里面就定安然。
But trusting ourselves into the everlasting arm of our Lord, our hearts rest assured.
即便外面是波浪滔天。
Even though all the storms are waging outside.
主耶稣在船上，我们就不惧怕。
As long as the Lord is in the ship, then we are not afraid.
主耶稣，求你在这幕后的时代来坚固你儿女们的心。
Lord Jesus, may you strengthen your children's hearts in this end time.
让我们在许多险恶的环境中能够乘风破浪而往前去。
So that in all the adverse and perilous times, we could still wage forward.
就像我们弟兄彼得那样。
Just as our brother Peter.
我们的眼睛看着主耶稣。
As our eyes are fixed upon the Lord Jesus.
让我们的脚能够踩在波浪之上。
So our feet would step upon the waves and all the billows.
主耶稣给我们每一个人都有这样的心智。
Our Lord grant to us everyone this kind of heart.
我们要向着主奔跑。
So that we will run toward you.
如果我们软弱的时候。
When we are weak.
求你扶持我们一把。
Lord, help us.
如果我们心里沉下去的时候。
When our hearts are downcast.
求你用你的灵再把我们提升起来。
Oh, lift us up again with your spirit.
主早晨我们在你面前向你敬拜。
Oh, Lord, this morning we simply worship you.
我们一面在瞻仰主的荣美。
On the one hand, we are beholding your beauty.
我们一面也听我们主的声音。
On the other hand, we are hearing our Lord's voice.
求主把你的话语赐给我。
Oh, Lord, give us your word.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
我们和弟兄姊妹献了这出埃及记第一章。
Brothers and sisters, we will first read Exodus chapter 1.
第一章，我们从十五节读到二十二节。
We will read from verse 15 to verse 22.
有希伯来的两个搜身仆，一名斯弗拉，一名普阿。埃及王对他们说。
Verse 15, chapter 1, Exodus. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shifra, and the name of the other Pura.
你们为希伯来妇人搜身。看他们能盆的时候，若是男孩就把他杀了，若是女孩就留他存活。
And he said, When you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him, but if it is a daughter, then she shall live.
但是搜身仆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行。
But the midwife feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive.
埃及王召了搜身仆来说，你们为什么做这事，城里男孩的性命呢？
So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive?
搜身仆对法老说， 因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同，希伯来妇人本是强壮的，收生婆还没到，他们已经生产了。
And the midwife said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them.
神后代收生婆，以色列人都起来，极其强盛。
Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty.
收生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。
And so it was because the midwives feared God that he provided households for them.
法老吩咐他的众民说，以色列人所生的男孩你们都要丢在湖里，埃及的女孩你们要存留他的性命。
So Pharaoh commanded all his people saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river and every daughter you shall save alive.
我们再读第二章一到十节。
And chapter 2, verses 1 to 10.
由一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻。
And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi.
那女人怀孕生了一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月。
So the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months.
后来不能再藏，就取掉一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的楼底中。
But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank.
孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎样行。
And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him.
法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的侍女们在河边行走，她看见箱子在楼的中，就打发一个婢女拿来。
Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it.
她打开箱子，看见了孩子。孩子哭了，他就可怜他，说这是希伯来人的一个孩子。
And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children."
孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个男马来为你奶这个孩子，可以不可以？
Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and call a nurse for you, from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?
法老的女儿说，可以。童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。
And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go. So the maiden went and called the child's mother.
法老的女儿对她说，你把这孩子抱去，为我奶他，我必给你工匠。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他。
Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him.
孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, Because I drew him out of the water.
我们再读两处啊，民数记第三章。
We have two more passages, Numbers chapter 3.
民数记第三章第十九节。
3:19.Numbers chapter 3:19.
歌下的儿子，歌下是利未的儿子啊。歌下的儿子按着家室是暗兰、伊斯哈、希伯伦、乌叙。
Numbers 3:19, and the sons of Kohath. Now Kohath is a child of Levi, and the sons of Kohath.By their families, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, Azriel.
我们再读二十六章，民数记二十六章。二十六章五十九节。
59:59。
刚才我们读了那个暗兰啊，歌下的儿子暗兰，这里呢是五十九节说啊，暗兰的妻名叫约基比，是利未女子，生在埃及。他给暗兰生了亚伦、摩西，并他们的姐姐米利暗。
We just read that Amram is the son of Kohath. Now, chapter 3, verse 59. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And to Amram, she bore Aaron and Moses and their sister Miriam.
所以这两处圣经是讲了摩西的家世。
So from these two verses, we could read Moses' ancestry.
我们平常不注意的话，我们不大容易看得出摩西的父亲母亲叫什么名字。
But if you're not careful, then most likely you do not know Moses' father and mother's names.
这里给我们看见摩西，他是利未人的子孙，他的父亲是暗兰，母亲叫做约基比。
So here we know that Moses is a descendant of Levi, and his father's name is Amram, his mother's name is Jochebed.
今天早晨我们要讲的主题是说到摩西幕后的英雄人物。
Now this morning's theme that we'd like to share on is the unsung heroes behind Moses.
虽然讲到摩西，其实我们的主题是要来讲到一个得胜者是怎样产生出来的。
Although we speak of Moses, but actually our theme is about how an overcomer is brought forth.
摩西在以色列人当中是个非常伟大的人物。
Among all the Israelites, Moses is such a great figure.
犹太人中间，他们一提起摩西，他们都是非常敬畏的。
Among all the Jews, whenever you mention the name of Moses, right away they show forth their respect.
因为是摩西把以色列人从埃及法老王的手底下拯救出来，把他们带到迦南美地去。
Because it is Moses who brought all the Israelites out of the land of bondage, out of the hand of Pharaoh, and delivered them into the promised land.
所以他在以色列历史上他具有非常重大的地位。
Therefore, in Israelite history, he takes up such an important spot.
但是呢，摩西的出身却是在一个非常不容易、非常艰难的一个环境中出生的。
But then actually, Moses was born in such an adverse, very difficult circumstance.
所以我们常常说到我们自己。
So we often talk about ourselves.
我们常常说今天这个社会这个环境，许多时候我们觉得做基督徒这相当的不容易。
Saying that all in today's society, in today's environment, is such a difficult thing to be a Christian.
神的儿女常常碰见许多艰难的环境。
Because God's children often encounter many hardships.
无论是年轻人或者是年长的人。
Whether you're young or you're old.
我们各有各的难处。
Each one of us has our own load of difficulties.
我们都有一些很不容易叫我们生存下去呢那一种的环境。
Each one of us would face this kind of situation. It seems we're not able to live on anymore.
所以要做一个好的基督徒，要爱主得胜的基督徒，是何等的不容易。
So it is extremely difficult to be a good Christian who loves the Lord.
那么现在我们就来看看呢，摩西所处的那个时代是怎样一个环境。
So let's now consider the days of Moses. When he God has put him in.
摩西就是这个极其艰难，可以说几乎不容易生存下来的那一个环境里边呢，他居然蒙神的恩典，他就生存下来。
Now, it is by God's grace that Moses survived in such an exceedingly difficult and adverse situation in which it seems that it's impossible for him to live.
刚才我们读到的圣经，我们就知道摩西那个时代的光景。
Now, from the passages we just read, we could understand the conditions when Moses survived.
因为那个时候，那个时代了，埃及的法老王要杀尽以色列当中的男孩子。
Because in those days, King Pharaoh wanted to kill all the male children in among the Israelites.
法老下了一个命令呢，凡是以色列人生下的男孩子的话。
Therefore, he sent out this decree that every male Hebrew child will be killed.
女孩子的话呢，可以生存下来。
But a Hebrew girl would be left alive.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有思想过，为什么法老容许女孩子生存，却不容许男孩子生存？
Have you ever thought why is it he said all the male Hebrew male children would live, whereas Hebrew girls would die? Would live while the male Hebrew would live.
因为男孩子
the girl would live.
男孩子是可以当兵打仗。
Because a male could be a soldier and could fight in a war.
那女孩子呢，不会当兵，也不会去打仗。
So girls could never be soldiers and they could not wage a war.
啊，那么另外一个呢，男孩子是可以传宗接代。
And also, a male child can always continue the ancestry.
所以男孩子如果是生存下来的话呢，以色列就一代一代都会传下去。
Therefore, if a male child is saved, then Israelites would continue to grow generation to generation.
那么假设是女孩子的话呢？
If this is a girl.
没有男孩子了，这女孩子嫁给谁啊？
If without all the male children, whom will this girl be married to?
我想你们都知道，一定是嫁给埃及人。
I suppose you will all come to the answer that they will marry to Egyptians.
所以这个女孩子可以被埃及人同化了。
Therefore, all the girls would be assimilated into the Egyptian culture.
一嫁给埃及人之后，以后就变成埃及人，生下的儿女也是埃及人。
Once they are married to Egyptians, all their children will become Egyptians.
你们知道，这就是神的儿女的一个危机。
Do you know this is one of the crises of God's children?
今天撒旦魔鬼也是用尽办法要杀害基督徒中间的男孩子。
Today, Satan the devil is doing all he could do in order to kill all the male children of God.
那就是说，凡是基督徒刚强的、勇敢的、跟随主的、能够为神的国度打仗的。
That's to say that any Christian who is brave, who is valiant, who is following the Lord, who is going to wage the war for the Lord,
撒旦就要想用尽心计要把你铲除。
Satan is trying to wipe you out with all the schemes he could come up with.
所以你想想看，今天我们做基督徒的许多的经历。
So think of this, all our Christians experience today.
如果我们真的好好为主站住。
If we are really strong and stand tall for the Lord.
为主好好的做见证。
And bearing this good testimony for him.
撒旦是不是用尽办法想要杀害我们？
Then this Satan, isn't he trying with all he could to kill us?
我常常叹息一件事情。
I often sigh about one thing.
就是在过去的教会当中啊，受浸的人都很多。
That is among all the churches that there are so many people who will be baptized.
但受浸以后留下的人不算多。
But very few after the baptism will stay.
很多人受浸以后就毕业了，从此就不再见到他了。
It seems like when a person is baptized, he's graduated, we no longer see him or her.
只有少数人留下来。
Only few would say.
那些人到哪？那些受过浸的人到哪里去了呢？
Where do all those people who have been baptized go?
你晓得吧？很多都被法老王杀害了。
Do you know many of them are killed by King Pharaoh?
这世界上的许多的许多的东西。
And King Pharaoh killed this Christian through all the worldly schemes.
有的借着这世界上的风暴那些波浪，把我们吞噬掉了。
Sometimes we are devoured by the worldly storms.
因为碰见一些难处。
Like when we encounter some plight.
碰见一些打击。
Some setbacks.
啊， 就慢慢的我们觉得信主也不过如此，我们就冷淡下去了。
And gradually we feel, well, that's it. Believing the Lord is just like this. So our hearts grow cold.
我在加拿大温哥华的时候啊。
When I was in Canada.
许多从中国来的一些移民。
I would see many Chinese immigrants.
他们刚刚到的时候啊，他们都会来听福音。
When they first arrived,
听到教会来，他们很容易来的。
And they would love to come to the church to listen to the gospel.
因为那时候他们人地生疏，没找到工作或者没有合适的工作，很需要教会那个帮助关心。
Because they are new in wherever they are, so they need the help from the church, you know, to help them settle.
所以信主的受浸的也不少。
And there are many of them who believe in the Lord and are baptized.
但是慢慢的，他们后来就生了根了，立了基了。
But gradually, after they take root, after they settle down,
找到好的工作了。
They found a good job.
或者是为着生活而忙碌了。
Or they start busying themselves about their daily lives.
以前常常来这帮人，现在不见。
And you can see most of them simply disappeared.
被世界用生活享受来把他们属灵生命就杀掉了。
The world simply killed their spiritual life with all the enjoyments in it.
有的时候叫我们碰见一些难处。
And sometimes we encounter some difficulties.
一些试炼，一些难处。
Some trials, some hardships.
那我们落在这些试炼难处中的时候呢，我们也是觉得相当的忧愁，相当痛苦。
And among all these trials and hardships, we are felt.
祷告主好像主也不听的样子。
We are in anxiety, we are distraught, and as we pray to the Lord, it seems He doesn't answer.
所以就在信了主也不过是如此。
So we feel, well, that's about it, believing the Lord.
那撒旦就说你算了吧。
And Satan would say, forget it.
你信耶稣有什么用处啊？
What good is it for you to believe in Jesus?
这撒旦就借着这些话就又把我们杀害掉。
Therefore, Satan killed us through this scheme also.
你看见今天啊，在地上撒旦仍然用各式各样的环境要来杀害我们这些基督徒。
Do you know today, with all kinds of circumstances, Satan is trying to slay all of the Christians? Do you know it?
除非你是马马虎这个基督徒。
Unless you're just a nominal Christian.
你反正也不准备打仗的。
Who doesn't care about the war, spiritual war.
明明知道仇敌来攻击你，你也不准备和他打仗。
Even though you know your enemy is about to attack you, you set your mind you're not going to fight.
你像一个女孩子一样，就是反正我不打仗。
Just like a girl, well, who is not going to wage any war.
最后就嫁给埃及人。
And she eventually is married to an Egyptian.
与世界同化。
Then she is assimilated into the whole world.
所以这基督徒啊，马马虎说基督徒呢，就是与世界同化。
So many nominal Christians were easygoing. They are simply being devoured into the world.
哎，我也可以走走礼拜。
Well, I can always come to the meetings on Sunday.
我也可以读读圣经，也有点奉献等等。
Well, I might study my Bible and make some financial contribution.
我其他的事情，反正和不信主的也差不多。
But as to other things, you're not much like any non-believers.
是这样，与世界调和在一起，可以跟世界同化的人呢，撒旦就不会难为你。
Well, a person like this who is being combined into the world, who is being assimilated into the world, Satan would not bother you.
因为撒旦知道一件事情。
Because Satan knows one thing.
反正你总是要被我同化。
Well, in the end, you will be assimilated into me.
你就不过挂一个基督徒的名字。
You're just a nominal Christian.
实际上你的生活各方面都和不信主的人也差不了多少。
But in reality, your daily living is just like a non-believer.
所以撒旦说啊，像你这样的基督徒，反正不会影响我的国度，让你存在有什么关系啊？
So Satan would say, a Christian like you would never have an impact on my kingdom. I'll let you stay.
弟兄姊妹，这就是出埃及记第一章所讲的故事。
Brother and sister, this is the story spelled out in the first chapter in
Exodus. 法老所代表的撒旦。
And this Satan represented by Pharaoh.
一直想办法杀害基督徒中间的男孩子。
Continually tries all his means to kill all the male child among Christians.
他只允许那些马马虎虎、随随便便和世界一样的没有什么分别的人生存下去。
He would only allow those Christians who are nominal, who are easygoing, no difference with any other non-believers to stay, to survive.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个就是历史历代所遭遇到的属灵的征战。
So brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual warfare experienced throughout generations.
这个几千年以来啊，基督徒所遭遇到的故事啊，就是这个故事。
Throughout thousands of years, this is the same story that Christians experience.
但就在这样的情形当中啊，神要得这个男孩子。
But it is in this kind of situation that God wants to gain a male child.
啊，那么我们看见启示录十二章一幅图画。
Here we see in Revelation chapter 12 a picture.
So 有一个妇人。
We see a woman.
这个妇人身披日头。
Clothed with the sun.
啊，脚踏月亮。
And her feet are on the moon.
头戴十二星的冠冕。
With 12 crowns on her head.
她在怀孕生产。
And she was in labor travailing.
那么这个怀孕生产就产下一个男孩子。
And then she gave birth to a male child.
这个男孩子一生下来之后啊，就被提到宝座上去。
After the male child was born, he was caught up to the throne.
然后那个大龙就撒旦呢，就被扔在被从天上被扔下来。
And Satan, the old dragon, was thrown down from heaven.
那么启示录十二章这幅图画呢，就是象征讲到神在宇宙中间所要做的工作。
The picture in Revelation 12 symbolizes the work that God wants to perform in the whole universe.
这个身披日头、脚踏月亮、戴十二星冠冕的妇人呢，就代表新旧约所有圣徒们。
This woman, clothed with the sun, with her feet on the moon, and also wearing the crown of 12 stars, represents all the saints.
你简单一点说话呢，也可以说是代表教会。
Now, to put it simply, we could say this woman represents the church.
教会今天呢，正在生产的阵痛之中。
And the church today is in the midst of the travailing in childbirth.
那么神让我们经历许多的苦难呢，就是为了产生出一般的分子来。
God allows us to go through all the afflictions in order to bring forth this male child.
这般的分子产生出来之后呢，就会被提到天上的宝座上去。
And after all these overcomers are born, they will be caught up to the throne.
那就与主一同掌权。
And they will reign together with the Lord.
与主同登宝座。
They will enthrone together with the Lord.
然后仇敌撒旦魔鬼就被扔下了。
And Satan the devil, the enemy, will be thrown down.
也就是要把撒旦黑暗的权势就赶出出去。
So that this dominion of his darkness will be cast away.
要做的一件事情。
Brother and sister, this is the thing that God wants to do.
神在以往的时代中。
In the time past.
神在今天的时代当中。
In today.
神一直要得着一般得胜者。
God continues wants to gain this overcomers.
摩西就是在这样一个不容易生存下去的环境当中，他居然生存下来了。
Moses survived in such a difficult circumstance which.Makes him hard to live.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫得胜者呀？
So brothers and sisters, what is an overcomer?
得胜者就是在最艰难、最不容易生存的环境里边呢，你居然站住，居然生存下来了。
Overcomer is a man who is able to survive, who is able to stand tall, even in the kind of situation that's most impossible for him to survive.
因为照常理来说啊，在这样一种环境当中。摩西是绝不可能生存下来。
Normally speaking, in this kind of situation, it's impossible for him to survive.
我们也看见今天的环境，叫做基督徒，要这个爱主的基督徒，要这个跟随主的基督徒啊，根本就是一件相当不容易的事情。
We also know in our circumstances today, to be a Christian who loves the Lord, follows him is so difficult.
尤其是像我这么一个软弱的人。
Especially for me, such a weak Christian.
要叫我能够在这样的环境当中站住，能够得胜，几乎不可能。
For me to stand tall and even to overcome, it simply is impossible.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise our Lord. 摩西
就在这样一个极无可能的环境中，居然生存下来了。
And Moses, in such impossible circumstance, he survived.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个就是今天我们需要经历的。
So, brothers and sisters, this is exactly what we need to experience today.
也求主保守我们啊。
We ask the Lord to keep us.
让我们不被这个恶劣的环境所吞噬掉。
So that we will not be devoured by all these adverse circumstances.
让我们也能够在几乎不容易生存下去的环境当中啊，我们居然 神的恩典，蒙神的怜悯啊，我们站住了，我们得胜。
So that by God's grace and mercy, we could stand tall, we could survive in the midst of all the impossibly surviving circumstances.
啊，求主使我们能够这样被主得着。
Oh, may the Lord gain us in such a way.
那么今天我们就来看看呢，摩西为什么能够生在这个不容易生存的环境当中，却生存下来呢？
Now today we will consider why is Moses able to survive in such an environment.Which simply is impossible for him to live.
当然，最主要的，因为我们天上的神，他在掌管着一切。
Of course, most importantly, as our Heavenly Father is in control of everything.
但是除此之外呢，我们也看见，因为摩西的背后有几个英雄人物。
But apart from this, we also see there are some heroes behind Moses.
摩西他能够生存下来，就得力于这几个背后的英雄人物。
And the reason that Moses survived is because of all these unsung heroes.
这几个英雄人物啊，可以说他们是舍生忘死、不顾性命的把摩西保存下来。
These heroes risk their lives, disregard their lives in order to make Moses survive.
他们可以说是神国的勇士。
So we could say they are soldiers of the kingdom of God.
这些英雄人物是谁呢？
And who are these warriors?
首先提起的是两个收生婆。
Now first is mentioned are two midwives.
一个叫做斯弗拉，一个叫做普阿。
One is Shifra, the other is Pua.
如果不是这两个收生婆敬畏神的话呢？
If not for these two midwives who fear God,
摩西也不可能生存了。
Moses would not have had survived.
所以首先叫摩西生存下来的了，就这个两个收生婆。
So, first among all these heroes who enable Moses to survive are the two midwives.
他们生存的特点呢，就敬畏神。
They have this characteristic that is they fear God.
什么叫敬畏神？
What is to fear God?
敬畏神就是不敢得罪神。
To fear God is simply you will not dare to offend him.
敬畏神就不敢让神担心。
So fearing God would not grieve your God.
敬畏神就是不让神在那忧虑。
To fear God is not to have God worry about you.
我们今天呢，很多人呢，我们都常常怕人而不怕神。
So many times today, we are afraid of man instead of God.
我们很多基督徒都有这样的毛病。
Now many Christians have this problem.
所以我们宁可得罪神，我们不敢得罪人。
So we would rather offend God instead of offend man.
常常怕人的缘故呢，所以把神就伤了神的心了。
And because we are afraid of man, so many times we simply hurt our God's feeling.
许多时候，我们碰见，也或者是亲友啊，或者什么人呢、啊，要求我们做一件事情。
Many times our friends or relatives will require us to do one thing.
明明一些是不是神很喜欢的事情。
And this might the thing displeasing to God.
或者会伤害到我们和神之间的关系，或者伤害到我们侍奉神的。那样一种的心愿。
This might hinder the relationship between God and us, or even hinder our will to serve Him.
但是因为我们怕人的缘故，怕得罪人呢，我们就把神就上到得罪神。
But because we're afraid of men to offend them, instead we simply hurt our God's feeling.
我听见有人告诉我一个姊妹的事情。
Now, I heard of this incident about a sister which was told me by others.
这个姊妹在某一个地方的教会里边聚会有服侍。
This sister met in a certain congregation and he was serving God.
当她在服侍当中碰见一些难处的时候。
When she ran into some difficulties in her services.
那么她就不知道何说是从。
She didn't know what to do.
因为有的人是告诉要怎么做怎么做。
Some people would told her to do this and this.
那么也有弟兄姊妹告诉他呢，这个是不合圣经的。
And then others would say, no, this doesn't abide with God's teaching, the Bible. This is something that would displease God.
所以他也明明知道我这样做是不大对。
And she knew it clearly that it's not right for her to do so.
最后呢，他就说，因为那个这件事情是父子弟兄叫我去做的，我如果不去做的话呢，以后他就不会再叫我服侍了。
In the end, she would say, well, this is something I was told by the leading brothers to do. If I do not do it, they would not allow me to serve anymore.
所以她就怕失去以后的服侍呢，她就只好去做。
She was afraid of losing that privilege to serve, so she simply did it.
所以当我听见这个事情的时候呢，我就心里很难过。
When I heard of this, I was really sorrowful.
我们就常常就是为着讨人的欢喜，我们就得罪了我们的神。
So many times, in order to please man, we simply offend our God.
我也看见有一些的基督徒。
I also see some Christians.
他们常常在聚会中间呢，就是随随便便。
And they're so reckless among all the meetings.
当然，这是一些不大好的现象。
Of course, this is not a good thing.
所以我最近呢，就为着这些一般有这样的情形的基督徒啊。
Therefore, recently, because of this phenomenon which happens to many Christians,
他们在聚会里边也好像进进出出的，好像无所谓的样子。
It seems they don't care about anything as they come in and go out among the meetings.
想出去走走，在这聚会中间就出去走走。
Well, in the midst of the meeting, they want to go out, they just split.
想跑进来又跑进来了。
Well, as they want to come in, they simply enter.
好像不是坐在神面前的样子。
As though they're not sitting before God.
所以我深深觉得，这个就是一个缺少敬畏神的心。
I deeply fear this phenomenon is caused because of the lack of the fear of God.
是要做一个爱主得胜的基督徒。
So to be a Christian who loves the Lord and who is an overcomer,
必须要有一个敬畏神的心。
You have to have this heart of fear in God.
所以我们看见以往的许多得胜者。
Now in the past, as we see all the overcomers,
他们所有能够站住。
The reason that they could stand
is
because they have this heart to fear.
你知道吧，教会历史上有很多基督徒。
Do you know, among the church history, there are so many Christians.
正是在要命的关头啊，他们因为敬畏神的缘故，他们为主站住。
They're able to stand in a very pivotal point, it's simply because they fear God.
在犹太人中间。
Among the Jews.
如果你信了耶稣。
If you believe in Jesus,
就要把你赶出犹太人的会堂。
You will be driven out of the synagogue.
有一个犹太人的富翁。
And there this one Jew's parent.
他有一个独生女。
Who have only one child, one daughter.
独生女呢，她一定就是女听见福音，信了主耶稣。
This only daughter heard the gospel and believed in it.
所以她父亲就非常的生气。
Her father was extremely enraged.
我们犹太人是不能够信耶稣基督。
To us Jews, we simply do not believe in Jesus.
所以在千劝万劝，你不要去基督徒的聚会中间。
So with all he could come up to trying to dissuade her from believing in Jesus.
那么他的女儿呢，还是照常去聚会。
But her daughter continued to go to the meeting.
是等到有一天。
Until one day.
是这个女儿18岁的生日的时候。
When this daughter had her 18th year's old birthday party,
他的许多的亲友召聚到他的家里来。
So the father would call for all her relatives and friends.
对他的女儿说。
And he said to her,
今天我当着众亲友的面前。
Today, before all our relatives and friends,
让你有一个拣选。
I will allow you to make a choice.
如果你肯放弃信耶稣。
If you could give up on believing Jesus,
今天我就把所有的家产一起都交给你。
Today, I will give all my possessions to you.
那么另外一方面。
Now, on the other hand,
如果你不信耶稣。
If you do not believe in Jesus,
如果你还是要信耶稣。
If you do believe in Jesus,
那我也当众宣布， 我从今之后不承认你这个女儿。
And I will make this public announcement. From now on, I'll disown you.
我的所有，我一点都不给你。
I will give nothing from what I have to you.
现在众亲友都在这里。
Now all our friends and relatives are here.
你要做一个拣选。
Make up your mind.
那么这个女孩子呢？听了她父亲的宣告之后。
Now the girl, after she heard the announcement from father,
她就坐到钢琴的面前。
She went to the piano and sat down on the bench.
弹一首诗歌。
She played a hymn.
我竟撇下一切事物。
I have now let go all of the worldly things.
背弃十架跟耶稣。
And taking up the cross to follow Jesus.
我想这个诗歌大概你们也都会唱啊。
I suppose you all could sing this hymn.
我竟撇下一切事物，背弃十架跟耶稣。
This is a hymn, a wonderful hymn.
弹完了这首诗歌之后，
Now after she played this hymn,
她不拿她父亲家中的一分钱，
She would not take any penny from her father's possession.
她就离开了父亲家，为耶稣做见证。
And she simply wanted to bear witness for Jesus.
这个就像摩西一样，在不可能生存的环境当中生存下来。
So she was just like Moses. She survived in the midst of an impossibly surviving circumstance.
在印度有一个非常出名的传道人。
And in India, there is this very famous preacher.
叫做 Boxing.
A brother Boxing.
这个弟兄和中国的尼泽神弟兄，还有英国的十八个弟兄，是二十世纪神所重用的三大伟人。
Brother Boxing and Brother Watchman Nee and also Brother Spock are the three brothers that God have heavily used among people in the 20th century.
这巴克辛弟兄就在印度做了非常为主做了非常美好的见证。
And this Brother Boxing held such a wonderful testimony.
他什么信主的呢？
How did he believe in the Lord?
印度很多人到加拿大去留学的。
Because in India, so many people would go to Canada to study.
大英帝国的那个联邦。
Because it's simply a part of the great British kingdom.
所以在巴克辛弟兄呢，就在加拿大魁北克那个地方呢来读书。
Therefore, Brother Boxing studied at Quebec.
他在魁北克读书的时候啊，他就被人家请去听福音。他信主，遇见主，他就得救。
Well, he was studying there. He was invited to listen to the gospel, and he heard the gospel and believed.
得救了之后，他是非常强烈的爱主的心。
Now, after he was saved, he simply had such a zealous of a desire to serve.
所以他想到他本国的同胞，就是印度人呐，他们都还不认识耶稣。
And he thought of his countrymen that who do not believe in Jesus.
所以他真的很热切的想把他所认识的救主耶稣基督回到印度去啊，传给他的同胞们。
So fervently he wanted to go back to India to declare this gospel to his countrymen.
他的父亲啊，知道他信耶稣了。
Now his father had known that he believed in Jesus.
所以他父亲一面生气，一面也爱儿子啊。
Well, his father was furious while he still loved him.
他说你知不知道啊，你信了耶稣还敢回到印度来啊。
And his father said, do you know this? Now you believe in Jesus and you dare to come back?
这里已经很多人知道你信了耶稣要回来的话呢，就想办法要杀害到你。
Here, so many people have, should they know that you have believed in Jesus, they would try all methods to kill you.
所以在犹太人中间的印度人中间呢，都是在信耶稣是一件非常不能够容忍的事情。
So among Jews and Indians, that believing Jesus is such a thing that simply is intolerable.
他就靠着主的恩典，不顾一切回到印度。
But Brother Boxing, by God's grace, he simply went back to India regardless.
四围都布满险境的。
Now he entered into a situation with all the danger.
做他势不良要杀害他。
Because the Indians were trying to kill him.
最后也正是神的恩典保守了他呀，他慢慢的。就不然，神不但把他从那要杀害他的人中间拯救出来。
Now it is by God's grace that he was preserved, and he saved him out of all those who wanted to kill him.
并且因着他见证了这个福音在印度被传开了。
And because of his testimony, this gospel was widespread.
所以现在印度那边 基督教会也相当的兴旺。
Therefore, the Christian churches prosper in the land of India today.
当我们大概四十年之前在台湾，我们请过这个巴克逊人到台湾来。
Maybe more than 40 years ago in Taiwan, we once invited his brother Boxing.
我们实在听见他为主做了非常美好的见证。
And we simply heard him talking about a wonderful testimony.
这个做得很不容易的。
This is such a difficult thing.
所以这个就是两个收生婆的故事。
So this is the story of the two midwives.
因为他们敬畏神的缘故。
Because they fear God.
站在神这边。
Because he took the side of God.
在不容易的环境当中，就把摩西就保留下来，这个得胜者的产生。
So they preserved Moses in such a difficult situation, hence brought forth this overcomer.
我们第二要讲到的是摩西的父母亲。
Now the second point we want to mention is Moses' parents.
就是两个利未人。
And they are two Levites.
这个圣经呢，却讲得非常的美好。
The whole passage is so wonderfully stated.
在第二章一开头啊，
in the very beginning of chapter 2,
没有讲到他父母的名字。
The Bible did not mention the parents' names.
他只说有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻。
The Bible only declares that a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi.
是摩西啊，是一对利未人。一个男的利未人和一个女的利未人结合生下了摩西。
So a male Levite and female Levite were joined together and then brought forth Moses.
你们知道什么叫做利未人呢？
Do you know what is a Levite?
你们有没有人知道利未这个字是什么意思啊？
Does anybody know the meaning of Levi?
有没有人知道？
Anybody?
当雅各他的妻子利亚要生第三个儿子的时候，
When Leah, the wife of Jacob, was about to bear the third son,
就给他取名叫利未。
She named him Levi.
这个利未是什么意思呢？
What does Levi mean?
就是联合的意思。
It simply means joined.
所以这里呀，叫到两个利未人啊，就说出这两个利未人他们都是与主联合在一起的。
So here we see two Levites, and these two Levites are joined to the Lord.
所以摩西的产生就是得力于两个利未人。
And the reason that Moses is born simply is because of these two Levites.
就是两个与主联合的人。
Two people who are joined to the Lord.
这就告诉我们一件事。
And this teaches us one thing.
得胜者能够存留下来是在于我们与主之间的联合。
For overcomers to survive, it simply depends on our joining to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一句非常重要的话。
Brothers and sisters, this statement is
就是我们一个基督徒能够得胜。
For us Christians to overcome,
就在于我们与主之间的联合。
It all depends on our joining to the Lord.
因为靠着我们自己啊，我们在许多的环境当中，我们是几乎可能生存下来。
Because by ourselves only, it simply is impossible for us to survive.
我们碰见那许多的险境啊，我们非倒下去不可。
When we face all the adversity, we for sure will die. Will fall.
照着我们自己的光景，我们绝不是仇敌的对手。
By our own conditions, we are no match at all to our enemy.
我们是没办法与这个环境抗争的。
We simply cannot compete with this circumstance.
但是呢，要我们与主联合在一起。
However, when we are joined to the Lord,
主能够带我们胜过许多的难处。
The Lord is going to lead us to rise above all the situations.
有一次，我们在长岛和一些弟兄姊妹的交通。
One time at Long Island, we had a fellowship with some brethren.
我们提起一些弟兄姊妹中间的难处。
And we mentioned all the difficulties among brothers and sisters.
觉得怎么办？这个家庭的难处，许多难处啊，正是不知道该怎么去胜过才好。
And we were saying, how can we really cope with all the problems in our homes in different places?
光是我们人与人之间的冲突。
Even with the confrontation between men,
比方
，for example,
夫妇之间的关系不和。
The discord among marital relationships,
常常有些争执。
And we often have this bickering.
就弄得一些乌烟瘴气的情形。
So the whole household is in shambles, in a mess.
那我们怎么办呢？
What do we do about this?
就当一个姊妹提起她的痛苦，她的难处的时候。
When a sister mentioned about her a hard time, difficulties.
那一天主就给我一点的感觉。
On that very day, the Lord gave me this feeling.
我说姊妹啊。
So I said to her sister.
你能不能不用自己的方法去解决问题？
Are you able not to deal with this problem by your own means?
你能不能够让主出来来解决问题？
Are you able to allow the Lord to come out to solve your problem?
因为我实在觉得今天我们许多的难处啊，都是因为我们人用自己的手要出来解决问题。
I really feel today we have so many problems is because we want to use our own hands trying to solve our own problems.
当我看见对方有些就叫我讨厌的事情的时候，
Now, when I see some annoying things in the other party,
我看见对方真的很逗，我不顺眼，我觉得非常非常令我生气的事情的时候。
When I see so many things that really annoy me, offend me, and I really don't like it.
我们立刻用自己的方法就出来了。
And right away, our own methods will come out.
我们自己的手就伸出来了。
Our hand would stretch out.
我们的言语也就出来了。
Our word would say something.
那你想想看，当我们用这些自己的言语、自己的手段、自己的方法来要解决问题的时候，是可能解决得了的吗？
Think about this. Are you able to cope with the problem by your own word, by your own method, by your own schemes?
你就发现了这个问题越来越复杂。
And then you would realize the problem seems to be becoming more complicated.
这个难处就越来越大。
It becomes bigger.
我实在觉得今天基督徒中间许多难处，就是因为我们人太用自己的想法，太用自己的手段，太用自己的那个言语啊，来把它搅乱了。
I'm so convinced that today we encounter so many problems simply because we meddle in the midst of it with our own means, our own words, our own thoughts.
所以，如果我们能够把这些事情带到神面前去
，If only we could bring this very thing before God.
不用自己的手
，Not using your own hands.
放下自己的手
，Let go of your hands.
完全让在主的手中
，Totally committing it to God.
你把这些都与主去诉苦去。
You can complain it all before him.
让主的手出来给你解决。
Allow God's hand to stretch out to solve the problem.
我说姊妹，你相不相信主的手要比你的手啊，要好得多。
Brother and sister, do you believe this? God's hand is much better than your hand.
你自己不能够解决的，主的手他能够解决。
The things that you cannot resolve, God's hand is able to do it.
这个就是我们凡事呢都要与主连接在一起。
This is what it means that in all things being joined to the Lord.
这就是利未人的意思。
And this is the meaning of a Levite.
与主联合是我们得胜的秘诀。
Being joined to the Lord is a very secret to our victory.
那第二点呢？
Now secondly,
他们这个生了这个孩子之后啊，就因着信。把他藏了三个月。
After they bore the son by faith, they hid him for 3 months.
这时候说他们有充足的信心。
It tells us this assurance of their faith.
啊，这个充足的信心，这个信心呢，就是里面摸着神而产生出的一种力量。
Now this abundant faith comes when within their heart they touch the Lord, and then the power comes forth.
这个信心是一个奇妙的东西。
This faith is such an amazing thing.
是当你接触神之后而产生的。
It results only when you have touched God.
当你有这个信心之后啊，这个信心叫你摸着了一个属天的世界。
After you have this faith, this faith will enable you to touch this heavenly matter.
叫你接触到属天的丰富。
You will come into contact with the heavenly abundance.
使他能够不顾一切的往前行走。
So that you can journey onward no matter what.
那么第三点呢？
Thirdly,
就见他俊美。当他们这把这个孩子生下的时候，看见他俊美，就把他藏了三个月。
They saw this baby was a beautiful child, so they hid him for 3 months.
在《使徒行传》第七章那里啊，二十节啊，他形容摩西生下来俊美非凡。
In Acts 7, it describes Moses as beautiful and out of ordinary.
弟兄姊妹，这圣经讲的字啊，很有意思。
Brother and sister, the Bible's word is always very intriguing.
你知道什么叫做俊美非凡啊？
Do you understand what it means to be lovely, beautiful, out of ordinary?
那就看见这个孩子将来在神面前要蒙的大恩典。
It simply tells us the grace that the child would receive before God.
哎，你看见这个孩子啊，神在他身上有计划，神在他身上有那个有意义的。
Now, in this child, you will see God's meaning, purpose, and plan.
这个就在神面前俊美。
This is to be beautiful before God.
啊，我们一般说的俊美是看外表的。
When we say beauty, it's outward.
那神呢？
Outwardly.
神看人不像人看人，人是看外貌。
God sees men not as men do. Men see the outward appearance.
神是看内心。
However, God sees the heart.
所以这个摩西啊，这个孩子一生下来啊，他俊美非凡呢、啊。这个非凡就是不是不平凡的。
When Moses was born and he was beautiful out of ordinary.
我们世界上的俊美啊，就这个人啊，很有学问。
When we say the beauty of man, we would say, well, this person is very intellectual.
长得很好看。
Good looking.
哦，对，这个人很有钱。
Wealthy.
好，我们大家都很喜欢他。
And we all like him or her.
所以这叫世界上的。
And this is a worldly beauty.
啊，有钱有貌有什么？哎，你看起来好像很吸引。
Being wealthy, being good looking, very appealing.
但神看呢，是这个人在神面前的心智。
However, when God sees a person, He sees the will of person.
这个孩子啊，神正是生下来，神在他身上看见神有他的有计划的。
When this child is born, God sees that His purpose in him.
因为这个孩子啊，将来是要被神所使用。
Because this child will be used by God one day.
我们普通一般人做父母的人呢、啊、
？We as parents.
我们盼望我们的儿女做什么
？What do we hope for our children?、
我们就盼望我们的儿女啊，将来做一个有名的医生。
We hope our children one day will turn out to be famous doctors.
或者成为一个。将来很出色的科学家
，are a very distinguished scientist，
或者成为很有成就的工程师
，a very achieved engineer，
或者能够得一个诺贝尔奖金的文学家
，or maybe a literature scholar winning Nobel Prize。
如果你真是哈能有这样的成就的话呢，大家都称赞你，你的儿女正，你的儿子、你的女儿正出色呀。
Well, if your children have this kind of achievements, people would laud you. What wonderful children you have！
这个就是平凡的俊美。
Now this is called ordinary beauty.
那就是人看的美。
That's a beauty seen by man.
但是非凡的美啊。
But it's an ordinary.
不是世界上的眼光。
It's not being judged by a worldly view.
那看见这个孩子将来在神的手中要被神使用。
Because you could see this child who is being used in God's hand later on.
神的计划是神。在这个孩子上有他的美意的。
It is when God's purpose is being seen in the child, God has a good pleasure in him.
你们晓得撒母耳的母亲哈娜
？Do you know Samuel's mother Hannah?
哈娜呀，她在神面前一个祷告，一个心愿。
She had this heart. She had this prayer before God.
她看见当时神殿中的光景，真是太糟糕。
She saw the miserable condition in the temple of God in those days.
那个老伊利眼目昏花。
The old Eli's eyes were dim.
那么伊利家的两个儿子呢，也是乱七八糟。
And Eli's two children were just in such a mess.
所以那个以色列国中间呢、啊，那正是被除掉瞎子，属灵光景非常暗淡。
Therefore, the whole spiritual condition in the whole country of Israel was so dim.
Hannah 在神面前一个祷告。
Therefore, Hannah had this prayer before God.
神啊，你给我一个孩子吧。
Grant to me one child.
你若赐给我一个孩子，
if you give me this child,
我就让这个孩子终身侍立在你面前。
I will have him serve all his days before you.
就是说，愿意我有一个孩子来为着神的国度而活着。
She's saying that I want to have a child who could live for the kingdom of God.
来为着神的荣耀而活着。
Who could live for the glory of God.
所以呢，哈娜在神面祷告啊。
Therefore, Hannah prayed.
盼望有一个非凡的儿子显在神面前。
She wanted to have this ordinary child that she could offer him to God.
有一个不像世俗的眼光的 那样一个儿子现在神面前。
A child who is not according to the words of the view that she could offer him to God.
神就听了他的祷告。
Therefore God heard her prayer.
就叫他带着一个儿子。
And God granted her a son.
这个撒母耳生下来之后呢
？After Samuel was born.
等他断了奶之后啊。
After he was weaned.
哈娜就把他带到神面前去。
Hannah brought him before God.
让他住在神的殿中。
So that he could dwell in the house of God.
所以撒母耳从小就在耶和华殿中长大了。
Therefore Samuel grew up ever since he was young.
在耶和华的面前渐渐长大。
He grew up gradually before the Lord.
这就是一个不平凡的孩子。
This is an ordinary child.
因为他不是被世俗所用的。
Because he was not used by the world.
他是为着让神得着，为着神的国度而活着。
He was given by God and he lived by God's kingdom.
这个就叫做君美非凡了。
This is called beautiful out of ordinary.
好，然后呢？
And then,
就把他闯了三个月之后就闯不住啊。
Well, after they hit him 3 months, they couldn't do it anymore.
他的父母亲啊，就把他放在一个蒲草箱里头。
Therefore, his mother put him in a bath in an ark of bulrush.
在蒲草箱外面呢，抹上石漆和石油。
And covered it with asphalt and pitch.
我们知道这一个蒲草箱的这个箱这个字啊。
We know this basket or this ark of Pariah.
在原来希伯来文里边呢，和那个挪亚方舟那个方舟是同样的字眼。
It's the same word used for Noah's ark.
所以方舟是代表在基督里。
So this ark represents in Christ.
所以这个放在把这个孩子放在蒲草箱里边呢，也就是带到基督里边。
So to put this child in the ark simply means to abide in Christ.
外面抹上石漆和石油。
And coated outwardly with this tar and pitch.
这也是那个方舟那个里面抹上松香那个字眼有点像房的意思。
So this is the same as daubing it with some kind of incense.
它是代表基督的救赎。
Which represents the salvation.
所以当摩西的父母。
So when Moses' parents
藏在葡萄箱里边，抹上石臼石油了。
After they hid him in the ark of bulrushes and coated with this tar and pitch,
就是想到放在基督里边。
It simply tells us that to be placed in Christ.
也是在基督的救赎的里边。
And also in Christ's salvation.
我们知道今天这个社会实在是很败坏。
We know today's world is so corrupt.
许多做父母的人都担心自己的孩子。
So many parents are so worried about their children.
啊，因为这个社会风气那么坏。
Because the worldly morality is so bad.
有一次我跟我女儿谈起。
One time as I was talking to my daughter.
讲到那个时候我女儿在温加拿大温哥华。
At that time, my daughter was in Vancouver in Canada.
受到某一个有一个名校。
And we talk about a very prestigious school.
我说，听说那个名校是一个很好的学校，是不是啊？
And I asked her, I heard this is an excellent school, isn't it?
我女儿就说呢，那个学校好是很好。
Yes, it is very prestigious.
但是呢，却有一些很坏很坏的学生。
But they really have really bad students there.
那都是很败坏。
They're so corrupt.
吸大麻呀，做什么呀，都是乱七八糟。
They're so depraved. They would take marijuana, all the bad things.
许多做父母的人就看见今天在社会上，并且在学校里面，都有很多很多败坏的情形。
So parents, you see that today in the society, even in schools, there are so many corrupt things.
所以很担心我的儿女如果在这样一个环境里边，那将来怎么办？
So they're so worried that now, if my children are this kind of situation, what are they going to do?
所以我们弟兄姊妹在一起交通的时候啊，
So as our brothers and sisters share together, we often mention about this.
我们说只有让孩子们能够来到主这里。
The only thing to do is to bring the child to the Lord.
在这样一个败坏的社会，
In such a perverse society,
各种风气都是很糟糕。
When the course of the world is so bad,
你只有让孩子们认识基督。
Only having your child know Christ,
并且认识基督的救赎。
and also know his redemption.
把他藏在这个蒲草箱里。
Only have him or her hide in the ark of bulrushes.
落上石臼和石油的时候啊。
Only when you coated it with all the pitch and tar.
才是我们唯一的蒙拯救的路。
And this is the only way for us to be delivered.
所以要做一个得胜者。
Now, for us to be overcomers.
我们必须来到基督的救赎这里。
We have to come to the redemption of Christ.
在这样风风雨雨的这样一个大环境。
In such a big environment with all the storms and rain.
我们并不知道什么时候这狂风大浪就把我们吞噬掉了。
We really don't know when the gusty wind and the raging waves would devour us.
但如果我们在基督里。
However, if we are in Christ.
他就是那个方舟。
He is the ark.
当洪水泛滥的时候。
When the great waters are flood,
在方舟里挪亚一家八口是安全的。
The whole eight members of the whole household,
他就是这个蒲草。
Noah is safe. And this is the wicket of bulrushes.
让我们在这个败坏邪恶的时代能够得蒙保守。
So that in this corrupt and perverse generation, we will be preserved.
所以这就讲到我们必须要接受基督和他的救赎。
And this tells us we need to accept Christ and his redemption and know his redemption.
摩西的父母还有一个特点呢。
And Moses' parents also have one thing.
就是把他属灵的教育教给他的孩子。
That is, they have instilled in Moses all spiritual education.
这是神奇妙的安排。
And this is God's amazing
arrangement. 因为等到他这个摩西被放在河边的时候。
This is simply God's providence.
法老的女儿看见了，把他收取做养子。
After the ark stayed at by the river, and Pharaoh's daughter took him in as son.
摩西学习了当代一切的学问。
Therefore, Moses was educated in all the learnings of the Egyptians.
让他有很好的配备。
So God equipped him well.
不但如此啊，
Not only so,
安排摩西自己的生母，就是那个利未女子啊，来喂他奶。
Not only so, God arranged for his first mother to come to nurse him.
不仅是喂奶，供应他粮食。
Not only to nurse him to provide for him.
并且给他属灵的教育。
But also she gave him the spiritual education.
这摩西后来长大了，能够不称不愿意做法老女儿的儿子。
So after Moses grew up and he did not want to be Pharaoh's daughter's son, he would rather to suffer the pains with all the Israelites.
因为是他母亲在喂奶的时候啊，就把他教育。把属灵的教育教导他。
It is when Moses' mother, while she was nursing him, she gave him all the spiritual education he needed.
告诉他，你不是埃及人。
Telling him you're not an Egyptian.
你是希伯来人。
You're a Hebrew.
啊，他就把他祖先亚伯拉罕的故事。
She would tell him the stories of the fathers Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
把约瑟的故事
and the story of Joseph,
就是以往他的祖先在神面前蒙的恩典
all the grace that his fathers had received before God
亚伯拉罕在99岁的时候生一个儿子
when Abraham was 99 years old, he bore a son
以及以撒献上去从死里复活的故事
and the story of Abraham sacrificing Isaac and Isaac was
从小的时候教导
preserved alive she taught him while he was young
这些属灵的教育让摩西长大了之后啊，亲自埃及王宫中一切的享受。
So with all this spiritual education, even when Moses grew up, he would despise all the pleasures in the Egyptian palace.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
He would rather suffer all the affliction with God's people.
他就毅然决然地离开了埃及。
And with one resolve, he simply left Egypt.
向着迦南地往前行走。
And simply moving toward the land of Canaan.
我想我今天只能够讲到这里。
I have to stop at this point
now today. 还有一个小小小的人，我觉得他的姐姐米利安也是一个幕后的英雄人物。
Now there is another figure that's Moses' sister Miriam. She's also one of these unsung heroes.
因为说时间的关系，我就不讲。
Being pressed by time, I would not mention it anymore. We will
come
here.
今天在我们中间也能够兴起得胜者来。
I hope today God will also raise up overcomers in our midst.
我很盼望我们在纽约、在长岛啊，在这神长岛的教会当中，神兴起一些得胜者来。
I really hope that in New York and in Long Island, that God would also raise up some of the overcomers.
我们也盼望在伊士林。你们在教会当中，
I also desire that in Isling, among your church, God would raise up
overcomers.
Regardless of the adversity of all our circumstances, regardless of how corrupted
mine is,
regardless of the fact that it's so difficult to be a Christian,
让我们在不可能的生存的环境当中，我们能够生存，我们能够站住。
But we pray to God that in the midst of this adverse, impossible situations, that we will be able to stand, we will be able to survive.
这就神要得着男孩子。
So that God could gain a male child.
神的家族需要得胜者。
Because God's house so desperately needs overcomers to usher in God's kingdom.
我就教导到这里。
I would like to conclude my sharing now. Brother Liu, would you please say a prayer for us?